Welcome to the listening comprehension. You'll hear each part twice. At the end, you'll have some time to complete the task. Now read task 3. Now listen to part 3.
Good morning, listeners, and thank you for tuning in to my show, Career Opportunities. Today, our guest is Mr. Stanley McHammer, and I'm going to talk to him about a very interesting job, media designer, game and animation. So, Mr. McHammer, welcome to my show. Could you first tell our listeners why you want to talk about this job?
Good morning, Janet, and thanks for having me here today. And you can call me Stanley, okay?
Okay.
Well, media designer, game and animation, this is a job which has become more and more popular over the last few years because it offers creative and technical challenges.
Could you explain what people in this job have to do?
Yeah. Media designers for game and animation basically generate and design computer games. But they can also produce animations for clients.
Ah, so this is more a job for people who are in computers a lot.
Right. It's a job for someone who enjoys working with software programs and is a careful and precise person. Abstract and logical thinking, imagination, teamwork, good memory, and an interest in art and design are required too.
And producing animations, let's say on demand, means that in this job, you can also work for the film industry.
If you want to work for the film industry, you should apply to one of the big companies, like Universal Productions, Pixelworks, or Dream Anime. But normally, a designer for game and animation develops computer games or creates animations for a wide range of media applications. Part of the job may also be developing film characters, as well as producing special visual effects for business companies like advertising agencies and media service providers. Bigger companies also employ media designers in special departments which deal with publicity, marketing, organization, press and public relations, or even the company's website.
What kind of qualifications does someone need who wants to start an apprenticeship as a media designer? And how long does the training take? I guess it's not a profession only for male applicants.
Right, Janet. The job is suitable for both, boys and girls. But you must have a qualification from a technical college or university. The training takes 2 years. It's very practical and application-oriented.
Thank you very much, Stanley, for this detailed information. It was a pleasure to have you here on Radio B.
You're welcome.
Now, listeners, does this sound like an attractive job? Might you be interested in becoming a media designer? If you'd like more information about this job, just visit our website at www.radiob.uk. Here you can listen to the rest of my interview with Stanley, and you can also find information about how to contact him. The website provides some interesting links to companies which offer this job, as well as apprenticeships on other...
Now listen again.
Good morning, listeners, and thank you for tuning in to my show, Career Opportunities. Today, our guest is Mr. Stanley McHammer, and I'm going to talk to him about a very interesting job. Media designer, game and animation. So, Mr. McHammer, welcome to my show. Could you first tell our listeners why you want to talk about this job?
Good morning, Janet, and thanks for having me here today. And you can call me Stanley, okay?
Okay.
Well, media designer, game and animation, This is a job which has become more and more popular over the last few years because it offers creative and technical challenges.
Could you explain what people in this job have to do?
Yeah. Media designers for game and animation basically generate and design computer games. But they can also produce animations for clients.
Ah, so this is more a job for people who are in computers a lot.
Right. It's a job for someone who enjoys working with software programs and is a careful and precise person. Abstract and logical thinking, imagination, teamwork, good memory, and an interest in art and design are required too.
And producing animations, let's say on demand, means that in this job you can also work for the film industry.
If you want to work for the film industry, you should apply to one of the big companies, like Universal Productions, Pixelworks, or Dream Anime. But normally, a designer for game and animation develops computer games or creates animations for a wide range of media applications. Part of the job may also be developing film characters, as well as producing special visual effects for business companies like advertising agencies and media service providers. Bigger companies also employ media designers in special departments which deal with publicity, marketing, organization, press and public relations, or even the company's website.
What kind of qualifications does someone need who wants to start an apprenticeship as a media designer? And how long does the training take? I guess it's not a profession only for male applicants.
Right, Janet. The job is suitable for both, boys and girls. But you must have a qualification from a technical college or university. The training takes 2 years. It's very practical and application-oriented.
Thank you very much, Stanley, for this detailed information. It was a pleasure to have you here on Radio B.
You're welcome.
Now, listeners, does this sound like an attractive job? Might you be interested in becoming a media designer? If you'd like more information about this job, just visit our website at www.radiob.uk. Here you can listen to the rest of my interview with Stanley, and you can also find information about how to contact him. The website provides some interesting links to companies which offer this job, as well as apprenticeships on other...
This is the end of Task 3. This is the end of the listening comprehension test. This is the end of Task 2.